Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, we were waiting for a...
I guess that didn't happen.
We were waiting for...
What?
What?
Oh,
nigga, I ain't sleep.
Oh, man.
Nigga, I ain't sleep. Nigga, I ain't sleeping.
What?
All them times you thought you was creeping.
What?
Late night wandering, thinking nobody peeped it. Your hand was in the jar, wasn't thinking nobody seen it. Was trying to comprehend it, but still I couldn't believe it.
Whoa.
I'm like, damn, I couldn't believe you started switching. Late night grinding, wasn't sleeping when I was with you.
Nope.
Front line, I was down the ride when they was trying to get you.
Niggas.
Every time you had beef, I would want you a hit up.
What?
Picked up, I said that I'm up and
you
I'm never sleeping.
Yep.
You said they acting dogs like a vet, we just had to treat them.
Get
the niggas wasn't with it like MJ, just had.
This is Tim Burton Jr., a.k.a. The C, and you're listening to DCYS, powered by Blackout Radio. Check out this new single from my pops, Tim Burton Sr., called I'm So Blessed. Feature yours truly.
I was blessed with this, gifted genetic pessimist. I'm living evidence, all of my relatives are heaven sent. I'm connected with the Creator, the Savior is next to Him.
All right, welcome to the DCYS radio show starring myself, Dr. Connell, and...
Yellow Sub.
Yeah, we apologize for that snafu in the beginning. We're still trying to work shit out.
Yeah.
We're just, if you don't know who we are, we're two artists from New Jersey, just trying to do our thing, writing, producing, whatever. And this is a show for the community, so it's a platform in which other artists or producers or... graphic artists, it doesn't matter, can promote themselves, their product or whatever. Just a way to connect each other and get back to the community. Is that about right, Ty, or what we got?
Yeah, sounds good. So, yeah, we have a special guest on the show today, Worldwide Connections.
Shout out.
Yeah, group of four guys doing that thing. They'll explain more when they get on the line. Kano, you had someone... drop a track today. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, what you heard in the beginning of this of the show was Spaz O's Never Sleeping track, and I like that track, so I think he's gonna call in a little later as well, and look forward to talk to him. A shout out to Blackout Radio and Black Tier, of course, for the hospitality and running the board, and also callers, when you call in, make sure that you try to send us your info to the official DCYS at gmail.com, just so when we write our blog, it's easier to shout you out and get you a little more exposure as well.
All right.
We got any callers online right now?
Yeah, first caller.
Okay, I have 815-979. You are live.
Yo,
what
yo,
up, caller?
What's going on?
What's good, man? Who are we talking with tonight?
It's your boy DJ Avicii from Fly Life Radio. How you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, man. Good evening. Why don't you shout yourself out, like your Twitter and shit, your Instagram, whatever.
Most def. So pretty much I just want to start off letting you guys know that I run a show every Sunday between 6 to 7. We're going to extend that to 6 to 8. It was originally 6 to 8, but we're going to go ahead and get that back extended. Again, you know that every Sunday between 6 to 7. Same call-in number as everyone else's. Pretty much as well, you know, I'm an artist. I also go by the name of Avicii. That's A-V-I-C-H-I. I got a dope track I actually just dropped. It's called OVO. It's pretty much coming off my upcoming EP, OVO Assassination. So most definitely be looking out, you know, for that. But most definitely go on SoundCloud and type in Avicii.
Right.
Holler at your boy. Tell me what you think about that. Other than that, you know, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Jet Life Productions, life spelled L-I-P-H-E-E. Facebook Avicii. Also Twitter, Jet Life Production as well. So other than that, that's about it.
Now, that's a F-A-B-I-C-I. Is that Fabici? Is that right?
No.
Yeah, A-B-I-C-H-I.
C-H-I. All right. So what's going on, man? How long have you been doing your thing?
I've pretty much been doing radio for almost about a year now. Shout out to Black here. He most definitely got me started on it. We actually just had one of the A&Rs from Def Jam label, Rihanna's father's Fenty management team. So we actually just had one of their A&Rs on about last Sunday. So, you know, it was a pretty good thing. But other than that, I've been doing it for quite some time now, quite some time.
All right, and what so when's that album dropping, man? You said it's an EP?
Yeah, the EP, OVO Assassination. I actually still working on a couple more tracks for it. Probably got like 6 more tracks to get done. Other than that, I believe I'll probably be dropping it like within the next 4 months or so. So.
Yeah, I find it to be a long process when it comes to making music and perfecting it, listening to it, and changing it. How do you feel about that?
I mean, the way that they have it set up now, kind of more digital-wise, it most definitely makes, you know, trying to go back in and, you know, redo a certain piece after, you know, the whole entire album's done, it makes it so much more simpler. You know, you guys don't have to tear down the whole entire track and redo it. You know, that can most definitely be a frustration for all artists, so.
Yeah, you know, when I research, you know, just kind of the theory behind making music, it's always make sure that recording is on point. Because if you don't have a solid recording, it don't matter how you mix it or how you master it, it's still not going to sound good to your ear at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I most definitely agree with that. It all comes down to the vocals that's laid down before anything. So.
All right. Now, listen, we're going to have to get to other callers and stuff. We appreciate you calling in. And but as is tradition, when people call into the DCY show, we like to see if you can spit us like 16 or something off the top or 8, whatever, red and a cappella, don't matter. You down for that?
Yeah, that's most definitely not a problem at all.
You're going to start the shuttle fight right here.
Oh, man, you already know. All right, let me see. All right, business mixed with murder, see my appetite. Murder from the roof, got to keep them bodies right.
Yeah.
Oh, Dolce by Versace, call that counter price. Got my feet up on the couch, you know we getting live.
Go.
Call Obama, why? Because I'm about to light it up.
Yeah.
Diamonds on me, dancing, DJ, turn it up. I'm the king up in this, I'm running this empire, because all
it.
I see is power, that's the motto.
Hey,
the power
hey,
make
hey.
Them do them things that they don't want to. Even sabotage your youngest boy, how could you want to? But it's cool because I'm back like a bad habit, because this empire is mine. Trust me, I'm a habit, baby.
Yo, good shit, man. Good shit. I was feeling that, man.
Yeah,
try to give you some ad libs and shit too. listen.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, listen. Can you do us a favor and send us an email to theofficialdcys@gmail.com with your information, and we'll put it on the blog after the show, bro.
Most definitely. Yeah, I got you.
All right, and thank you for calling in and starting the show off right with that little flavor right there. We appreciate that shit, man. You have a good one.
You as well.
All right, peace.
All right, bro.
All right.
Yeah.
Next caller.
Yeah, I have 256371. You are live.
What up,
hey,
brother?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on, man?
This is Dr. Phil, man. I just want
to
thank y'all for putting on the show, giving an independent artist a chance. Shout out to Dylan Cash, Colossus Record, CMG Music Group. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, give y'all a big shout out. Looking out for the independence, man.
Yeah,
man. We're trying to do what we can to help everybody out. You say you're Dr. Phil?
Yes, sir. That's Dr. Phil with 2 L's. DrPhill. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram.
All right, you got like
Twitter.
You got like a SoundCloud too. You an artist or what?
Yeah, I'm an artist and I'm a host of the Heartbreaker World Tour. That's a little show we got for the Sexy Lady Competition. Go check us out on Facebook. That's Heartbreaker Space World Space Tour. You know,
and
any
you...
ladies trying to make money as a Heartbreaker model, you can make up to about $300 a day just posting
Damn.
Pictures and live posts on Facebook, on our Facebook page. See, y'all check that out, Heartbreaker Space World Space Tour.
Man, if I was a good-looking bitch, I would do it, you know? But I don't got no titties on. Nah, listen. So you said CMG Music Group. What's that about?
That's Colossal Records, Mr. Dylan Cash. You know, anything from websites, you know, photographs, anything you need, you know, industry quality that we can get to you at an affordable rate, you know what I'm saying? Just helping all independents, doing what they need, from pressing up CDs, packaged out overnight, you know, as long as they got the budget, you know, helping
then
out
good.
To the fullest.
So if they wanted to reach you directly for all that kind of stuff, what's the website or contact information for that again?
Well, my website is drphillent.com. But you can look me up on Facebook, like I said earlier, Dr. Phil with two L's, D-R-P-H-I-L-L.
All right. And where are you coming from, man?
I'm out of Alabama, man. Bullet Terrace Project.
Ah,
man.
Shit,
man.
Damn. Alabama.
We RPC the mob, man. South side of the building. But like I said, I just want to give a shout out to y'all. I'm going to be calling in, supporting the show every time I get a chance, man. It's a beautiful thing y'all doing.
Yo, Doctor,
I'm
we
follow
appreciate
y'all.
That.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate that shit,
follow
man.
Follow the Twitters, Facebook.
I'm gonna follow you right now.
What's
man.
Your Facebook information?
Yeah, we got the official DCYS. DCYS. That's it. The official DCYS, man. That's also the Instagram, too. Now, Dr. Phil, we got some other callers and stuff. We appreciate you calling in. You want to spit a little 16 or 8 a cappella before we let you go, man?
Oh, man, I'm just networking, man. I just got finished eating, trying to get off a little sinus thing I got going, man.
All right, you good? You good?
But listen, Total Recall, I just dropped that video. Go check that out on Facebook. Total Recall, that's my newest video I got out. Just like the movie.
You bet it, man. We're going to check it out, definitely. Now, thank you very much, Dr. Phil, for calling in. And we appreciate you calling in, man.
Man, I appreciate y'all having me, too.
All right, bro. Be good.
Peace.
Okay, I have 516-472. You are live.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey J. What's goody?
Mikey J, what's good, man?
What's good?
Where you calling from?
Right now, I'm in the Bronx, New York.
The Bronx. So what's up, man? So you're an artist or what?
Am I an artist?
Yeah. All right,
I'll
so you
honest.
Are then. All right.
I'll be on the scope with that, bro.
All right. So what made you want to call in tonight?
Well, I'm an avid supporter of the brother Eddie Black Tear. That's first and foremost. And I think all other mainstream artists other than myself should definitely call and definitely support internet radio.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to build the community, man. We're glad you're a part of it. You said you make music, so you got anything out that people can check out or what?
Yeah, right now we got the single God in the Club out. We got the new album, Defamation of Character. We got the next single dropping, Why You Mad Though. You know, all distributed by Def Jam. And, you know, looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm going to have to text Eddie. So you guys can definitely get a little bit more in-depth interview, and so you can know who's calling into your station.
Yeah, no,
definitely.
We get like a little snippet, and you know, we always want to hear the background. So definitely, if you're interested, Mikey J, and calling up and getting it exclusive, we're more than willing to have you on, man. All
right, cool. You do know I'm the same brother that called last week, right?
Yeah, no, I was refreshing my memory because I'm like, yeah, I remember somebody calling it that had just signed. I thought, but. I have to look through my notes again. We appreciate it. Now, listen, we do have a track we got to play at 10:15, and we don't want to be rude and let you go like that, but you want to spit a 16 or 8 before we let you go, bro?
Nah, man. I would appreciate it if you guys could either get God in the Club or Why You Mad Though in that rotation.
All right, we could talk about it. We'll hit you up on Facebook, and we'll talk further about that.
Nah, just how that Black Kid, man. He know how to handle that.
All right. Got him, man. Yo, thank you for calling in, Mikey J. We'll catch you again. All right. So thank you for the callers that have called in, and those that are patiently waiting. Again, this is the DCYS show hosted by myself, Dr. Connell Ant.
Yellow Sub.
just a couple of artists trying to spread the community around, you know, get people heard.
Networking,
exactly. Once again, shout out to Blackout Radio, Mr. Black Tear, what up? So, you know, you got a little snippet of this track at the beginning of the show. It's by my boy Spazzo. It's a good track, and you know, I hope you guys like it. And don't sleep on them. All right. Here we go, Mr. Black Tear. Let's play that joint.
What? Nigga, I ain't sleep. Nigga, I ain't sleep. Nigga, I ain't sleeping.
What?
Hard them times you thought you was creeping.
What?
Late night wandering, thinking nobody peeped it. Your hand was in the jar, wasn't thinking nobody seen it. Was trying to comprehend it, but still I couldn't believe it.
Whoa.
I'm like, damn, I couldn't believe you started switching. Late night grinding, wasn't sleeping when I was with you.
Nope.
Front line, I was down to rob when they was trying to get you.
Niggas.
Every time you had beef, I was one, you would hit up.
What?
Picked up, I said that I'm up and
we
I'm never sleeping.
Yep.
You said they acting dogs like a vet, we just had to treat them. The niggas wasn't with it like MJ, just had to beat it. Grind all types of hours,
I'm never sleeping.
Nigga, I ain't sleep. Nigga, I ain't sleep. Nigga, I ain't sleep. Nigga, I ain't sleep. Nigga, what you preaching?
What?
Up all them time when your ass was sleeping.
Always.
I had to go get it, gotta get it if you ain't with it.
Nah.
It was all about you, now I'm making about them
bendies. Let's get this money.
Look at how you switching can really fuck up a friendship.
What?
1 minute you my homie, the next is like you my enemy.
Fuck.
Cut the shit like a nigga blocks up the friend of you.
Bye.
Was asking a lot of questions like grind is part of your business.
Huh?
I'm never sleep, so any hour you come and get it.
Okay.
Hold up, you said you go roll up, but still ain't did it.
Did it?
Said you gon' catch me and start busting, but I ain't bitching.
Bye.
You can get your shit pushed back, fucking with Clippers.
Bye.
If you really want to get it any hour, give me a hit.
Nigga,
up.
Why you sleeping?
Yeah, nigga, sleep. I said, nigga, why you sleep?
I ain't never sleep.
Nigga, why you sleeping?
That's old.
Man, nigga, why you sleep?
Alright, that's my boy Spazzo right there. I like that track, man. That shit, I think that's a dope track. If I was in the club and that shit came on, I'd fuck with
yeah.
it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But anyways, let's take our next caller, man. Who we got up?
717-644, you are live.
Yo, it's Spazzo.
The man himself. The man himself who just dropped some fire, man. What's going on, Spazzo?
Not much. How y'all doing? Thanks for playing that for me, man. That's much respect.
Listen, I like that track. You know what I mean? I told you, man, I like that track. Nah, man, anytime. Listen, you got fire, it gets played. That's it. So that was a dope beat. So you always working with a producer like that? You work with him primarily or what?
Yeah, I just be just dropping stuff, you know what I mean? Just have somebody that produces it for me.
Yeah, I think that's you got some skill, whoever's working with you. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, why don't you give us your Facebook, your SoundCloud, all that stuff, man.
Anybody that can look me up on Facebook, Omar Mob, Omar space Mob. SoundCloud, you can look me up at Spazzo. I got Reverb Nation too. You can look me up at Spazzo, SPAZ space O. I got Instagram, Spazzo underscore 95. Snapchat, I got Snapchat too, Spazzo 9595.
Now you got all the social media covered, bro.
Got you.
So what's next for Omar Mob, man? What's next for Spazzo? What do you got on your plate?
Right now, I'm actually working on my first mixtape.
All right.
And
go ahead.
I'm working on a music video as well with the mixtape too.
Now, is Never Sleeping, is that going to be the first song that's going to get the video or what?
Yeah, that's actually going to be one of the songs on the mixtape, too, involved with another, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be performing live soon or what?
I'm actually trying to talk to somebody that I actually was listening on the radio last night on the station, and I actually got interested in what they were talking about, so I Facebooked them, and we're talking about doing a show.
That's what's up, man. You perform yet? Have you done that before?
I performed at little things like birthday parties, little 16, 316s, and like little things like that, but nothing big.
Gotta start somewhere, man. The fuck.
Yeah.
You know, you don't start at Madison Square Garden, man. Nobody does that. So if Spazzo's driving around, who's he listening to besides Spazzo?
I actually listen to a lot of people in my city.
Yeah.
And a lot of
man, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent out here, to be honest, a lot of talent.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Well, to all the callers out there that are talented and listening, please hold the line. We appreciate your patience. We're getting through the calls as fast as we can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I guess with that, Spazzo, thank you for calling in tonight. You know, anytime you got some fire, you just let me know, and we'll play that shit. We want, but before you go, you know, we try to get 16 a cappella off everybody. So you willing to see what you got, man?
All right. They say, Spaz, you just too hot with it. I really gotta go get it, gotta go hard with it. Why you asking me questions like it was y'all business? Some people figure got time to pay no mind to them. They just worry about me all up in my issues. They be concerned about my pockets or with my credentials. Gotta go hard, no breaking when I'm on a mission. This is it. See?
But nah, you like good. You're good, man. Keep going. Just fucking keep going. Fuck it. You want, man? You want?
All in my vision, nigga. So yo, let's just get back to business. Couple of them goofy, the way they moving is kind of silly. Can't rap for no nigga moving like they just kind of with me. Keep it 100, some hundreds rewarding the kind of with me. Some say they with you, they go and get you, and then forget you. But look like work out, they pull up and then they just die. See, man.
You good? You spazzing, oh? You spazzing? All right, man. Go ahead.
That's actually on the mixtape. That's
going to
go on the mixtape. So that's a little exclusive joint.
Nah, I like the fun. I look forward to it. Make sure you send that shit my way, man.
I got you.
All right, Spazzo. Thanks for calling in. Once again, that's Spazzo. He's going to be on the SoundCloud and Reverb Nation Spazzo, Facebook Omar Ma, and Instagram Spazzo_95. Thanks for calling in. We look forward to hearing from you soon, man.
Thank you.
All right, peace.
All right, man. To all the callers, make sure, you know, you can send us your information through the official DCYS@gmail.com. So when we write our blog, we got you covered, man. All right, Mr. Blackchair, who we got up?
I got 818-533. You are live.
Hey, what's good, everybody?
What's good, caller? Good, man.
Hey, man, my name is Dylan Cash, man. I wanted to call on. There's a Colossal Music Group, Colossal Records, man. Just wanted to give y'all the shout out. We appreciate you having this platform for all the artists and businesses and labels so they can call and promote.
We appreciate you calling in, man. That's CMG, right? That's a CMG music group? Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe Dr. Phil called in earlier, Dr. Phil, ENT.com. Oh.
Yeah, that's one of my people right there. Shout out
to man.
The whole CMG artist. Shout out to the whole label. Shout out to the whole staff. Yeah, it wasn't good, though.
What's good, man? So, were you an artist? You've been doing this for a little bit?
Man, I'm an owner of Colossal Music Group. I'm one of the co-owners. We're based out of California and Florida. We offer all types of services, not only to our own artists, but also to artists. Other artists in need of services at wholesale industry quality. That's about it, man.
That's what's up, man. How'd you
more about services that we offer? Just go to our website, colossalmusicgroup.com.
ColossalMusicGroup.com, man. So how did you get into this this business?
I've been in this business for more than a couple of years now, more than 10 years, you know. I got started by managing artists, and then I went into the club promotion business. Then I got into the entertainment business. So I started dealing with movies and actors and actresses. Then I just say, you know what, instead of, like, helping build something, why not just build my own, you know? So that's what we ended up doing with my partner. That's about it, man, in a nutshell.
That's what's up. You have a lot of experience in different fields, so I'm sure that's going to be to your benefit, man.
Yeah, I'm a renaissance man.
modern day, man. Listen, we have to get to some other callers, but we appreciate you calling in.
Of course.
And of course, you know, check out the Colossal Music Group at colossalmusicgroup.com. Check out Dr. Phil, ENT.com,
right.
Two L's. Anything else? Any other social media?
Twitter and Instagram is Colossal Records, ColossalRecords Records. And yeah, that's about it in a nutshell, man. Again, thank you. That's about it.
All right, man. We appreciate you calling in. Call in anytime. Every Wednesday at 10 to 11, bro. You have a good one.
Got it, bro. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Peace.
All right, man. Thank you for all the callers that are calling in. And
please hold the line. We're getting to your calls best as we can.
And thank you for waiting and rocking with DCYS, Dr. Connell Ant.
Yellow Sub.
Yeah. So, all right. What's that? What's next? What's the best? We got a song? We got a song? We got a – what are we doing? We want to do Yellow Sub.
Get the next caller.
All right, fuck it. All right. Next caller, Mr. Black, too.
Okay, I got 254-493. You're live.
Hey, what's going on? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Who's calling?
Hey,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas. My name is Brandon Kyle. Ty Blue had actually hit me up. You guys were talking about doing an interview with me and my team.
Ah, okay. So this would be the worldwide connection. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have Scout on the line, too. Scout Verity. Scout, are you merged into the call?
Yeah, I'm here. Scout Verity.
Okay, yeah, cool. So you guys have two members from Worldwide Connections, Brandon Kyle, Scout Verity. How you guys doing tonight?
Man, we're good. We appreciate you for asking, man. So what's up with Worldwide Connection? Explain that to me.
Worldwide Connections is a team that got started. I can give you a little background history. We all do vlogs. Two of our members actually do blogging as well. And what we do is we help people become successful within our own niches. But, like for instance, myself, Brandon Kyle, my niche is loving yourself. And so I help people become the best version of themselves. And Scout's niche would be music marketing and helping artists develop. And so we also have two other members, Michael Tuck. He's helping out small businesses and helping them with their mindset. And Anthony St. Louis, he's pretty much in the same niche as me. He's helping people become the best version of themselves. And so we each have our own niche, but collectively as a whole, we each have connections and we each have stuff that we bring to the table. And so we all got together and said, hey, why don't we make a group called Worldwide Connections? So if anybody who comes to us, if they need something that we can't provide, we have a team of people which we can go to, a team of connections, in which we can help people become connected. And that's basically what our whole goal is to help people become successful. That's what the whole team is about.
All right. Now, how can they reach out to you guys? What's the best way?
Each of us have our own individual movements going on, but we all go together within the one WWC underneath that one brand. But you can reach out to each of us individually. Me, myself, you can find me at IamBrandonKyle.com, or you can find me on all my social media. If you go to that website, you'll be able to find any of my links on there. So there's my main hub, IamBrandonKyle.com. So go to that website. You can find all about me, all about my movement, and find any of my social medias on there. What about you, Scout?
Yeah, you can contact me on any social media under the name Scout Verity. You can find me on my website, www.scoutveritybeats.com. I not only post my instrumentals there, but I have 100-plus blogs all about, all based on helping artists develop their mindset, their marketing, and their brand behind their music to help them become successful in what they do and to be able to begin to become the greatest version of themselves, to actually live their dream and not, you know, live a life where they're just, they feel stuck. And it's really just more
right.
based on trying to get people to focus in on actually improving themselves before they just jump into this music thing. Because I think a lot of people make the mistake of just coming after it for the money and just focusing on making a whole bunch from people rather than trying to build a community and really build something that makes a change in the world.
That's what's up, man. So are you guys all artists as well?
I'm an artist.
I'm a producer, and then one of the other guys in our group is an artist as well. But the other one, he dabbled in music, but he's really more business oriented.
So is Anthony St. Louis, he would be the other artist, right? I think we heard him on the show before. Okay. Now, Scott, I got a question for you. What are you using to produce? What's your DAW?
I use FL Studio.
That's what's up, man. And do you also, like, so you could do vocals and everything in there as well, or do you use another program for that?
Yeah, if I mess with vocals, I mix all my vocals in FL Studio as well.
All right. Now, do you guys all kind of collab together? Like, how does that work? Do you guys do music together, or just like business partners together?
To be honest, man, we kind of just, as a collective group, we kind of each have our own thing going on, you know?
I got you.
Scout has sent me beats, and I'm actually working on a song right now called Halfway There. You know, we just formed about, like, 2 months ago. And so we're still trying to find out exactly what Worldwide Connections is, but we do know that we each help each other push forward every single day. You know, we're each in there because we have a group chat, you know, and every single day we're in there sharing inspiring stories with each other, helping each other motivate. Because when we see one person winning, it motivates each person to go ahead and keep winning. You know, like if I'm slacking on something and I see Scout done posted 2 blogs and a video today, I'm like, I need to step it up. So I go ahead and keep pushing and stuff. Now, we have worked with each other. Me and Anthony are working on a song produced by Scout Verity. It's called Wing. I don't really want to give too much information out there because that's Anthony's song, so I don't really feel comfortable, you know, doing that for somebody else's music. But we are working on a song called Wing. And Scout just sent me another beat. So, yeah, we do collab with each other, but it's not like we've been running with each other for, like, 2 years or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I got you. How'd you guys all meet up, man? How'd this happen?
I actually started doing my vlog. I have a movement called Love Yours, and I'm just helping people become the best version of themselves and love themselves. My purpose in life is to help others find out what their purpose is, you know. And I started doing these vlogs about two and a half months ago with an Anthony St. Louis hitting me up, and he was like, "Hey, man, I like what you're doing." He was like, "I was kind of wanted to do one myself." He was like, "Can I send you a video?" So I said, "Yeah, sure." So he sent me a video, and I kind of critiqued it for him, helped him get it to where he was comfortable presenting it to the world. And he redid it, and when he shot it, I was like, "Man, dude, like, that was so on point." And I hit him up, and I was like, "Dude, you want to make a team?" He was like, "Yeah." And then I hit up Scout because I seen his name popping up a lot in my timeline. I seen his movement and how he was moving, and I was like, "This dude's going to be good." So I hit him up, and then Scout actually was like, "Yo, I was actually planning on hitting you up and talking about the same thing." And then so I hit up Michael Tuck, and then it all just kind of, within a couple of days, we chose to have a group call on Sunday, see what's going to happen with it. And we all just kind of, everything just flowed right with each other. We were vibing with each other just right, and ever since then, it's been Worldwide Connections, you know?
So now, did you explain how Michael got into the picture? Was that explained
there? Yeah, what happened with Michael is that I saw a 17-year-old out there. Well, have you guys ever heard of the PTI team? Like with Daniel Scott and Rashad Beats and all of them? Have you guys heard about them?
Keep
the industry.
I might have myself if not, but he might have. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Rashad Beats was on a console call with Michael Tuck, and I guess Rashad hit him up or told him, he said, hey, man, hit up this dude named Brandon Kyle. He's got some good stuff going on. And so when he hit me up, I got to talking to him, building some rapport with him, found out he was 17 years old, and he was doing more than I see most of these older cats out here moving. And I was like, man, this dude's got some mad potential. And so I was talking to Scout and Anthony, I was like, yo, I think that I found the fourth member. I think that this dude right here, he may be younger, but he knows his shit, and he's on his shit. And I think that us being older, he will be able to benefit. Not only do we benefit from him from being such a fresh face in the group and such a young, talented person, but he's able to benefit from us because of our life experience that we already have out here in the quote-unquote real world. And so it's kind of like almost like older brothers, almost mentors to him. You know, he's not even out of high school yet. So, freaking, he's really doing his thing, and he's really killing it out there. And so we were just like, all right, well, I hit him up, and I told him the people that were supposed to be in the group, and he was like, all right, we can see what's going on. And so, like I said, that first conference call was kind of like where we were all putting our feelers out there, seeing what was going to come from it, and we ended up talking like 3.5 hours straight. It was fire, dude. It was freaking awesome. And so ever since then, we were like, all right, this is it. And even though people may not be seeing as a collective whole moving together, each of us are repping the Worldwide Connections brand, and each of us have our own movement. So
right,
together
you guys
we are separate, but together we are a whole, you know?
Yeah, no, you guys are you're a team, man. That's what it's all about. I mean, that's basically what it sounds like you guys put together. Now, what's next for the Worldwide Connection? What's the next move?
Yeah, you want to – I feel like I've been talking a lot.
Man, really, we're we've been putting some work into creating a podcast series. We've been working on beginning to put out vlogs where we are working together, because we do our independent vlogs where we do our videos every day, giving out information, or every few days throughout the week. And but we've been working on doing some collaboration videos where we work together to try and spread the love and the positivity and just creative ideas, and just to get people to think. But right now, those are the two things that we've been focused on lately. As far as anything in the future, we're kind of just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks right now, and kind of bouncing rolling with those ideas and trying to progress them, and so that we can come up with some products in the future and things that we can really make change and really create some positivity in the community.
That's what's up. For all the callers that are holding on, you're now listening to Worldwide Connection, featuring Brandon Kyle, Scott Verity, and Anthony St. Louis and Michael Tuck. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Yes. Okay. All right. So I lost my train of thought there, man. Oh, so where are you guys hailing from, man? Where are you from, man?
I'm from Vermont.
Vermont?
I'm out of Vermont.
All y'all from
Vermont?
Vermont?
My bad.
Yeah.
No. Scout's from Vermont. I'm from Texas. Anthony is from Florida. And Michael is from Georgia.
Damn. That's national.
That's a big area.
That's a national movement, man.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we actually have a couple of podcasts up. If you guys are more into the audio, if people are more into the audio, we actually have a dedicated SoundCloud for our podcasts already up. It's soundcloud.com/worldwideconnections. It sounds just how it's spelled, or spelled just how it sounds. And then if you actually go to my YouTube channel, which, once again, if you go to iambrandonkyle.com, there's actual link on there up top of the page or in the menu that says YouTube. You click that, and it'll take you directly to my YouTube channel. And what that's going to give you is access to all of my vlogs, all of my videos, and then all of our Worldwide Connection videos are actually on my YouTube. So we actually have a few out there right now. And so if people wanted to know more about us and want to see a group collective, you can go to my YouTube or you can go to our SoundCloud.
That's what's up, man. Now, you guys have been only doing this for 2.5 months, but what's the goal, man? Where do you see yourselves? like in a few years?
I personally see, let's see, me myself personally, I try not to think too far into the future. Me, because me personally, I live in the moment, and I have developed my life into a sense of I know where I'm going, but I don't necessarily know exactly what the end picture is, you know, because every single day I'm taking action. I know exactly that for me, plans don't necessarily ever work out. For me, I'd rather build up a sense of intuition and skills that no matter what I go through, I can work past anything that comes my way. All I know is that I want to be able to take me, myself, and my movement, and also the group to a bigger stage to where we can influence as many people as we want, or not necessarily as we want, but as we can, because I personally believe the only way to change the world is if you influence the culture. And changing the world is, a lot of people think that changing the world is going to take some big catastrophic event, like aliens showing up or some shit, you know? But really, to be honest, all it's going to take is people like me, Scout, Michael, you guys, you know, Anthony, going out to the world and influencing maybe 10 people. If you could influence 10 people who are down for it, and when I mean down for it, I mean like completely like 100%, like, okay, I'm changing my life around, and this is what it takes, and this is what I'm going to do. And then those 10 people go out to the world, and they influence 10 people. And then their 10 people goes out and influence 10 people. So even though we might not see something on a huge scale, I know we're changing the world. And that's exactly what I see coming up in the next 5 years or so. I can see it just being on a big, huge, grander scale.
Scott,
I don't know. What about you, Scout?
Yeah, what's the deal, Scott? What do you see yourself, man?
I'm trying to become more of a producer who helps build artists and helps people find their own niche and be able to live off of their music or off of their brand in general. I'm trying to help not only create music and get more in depth with the artists that I work with, but I'm trying to help promote them and help get behind them in getting them to blogs and things like that. I'm trying to become more a part of the process of creating artists who are sustainable and who actually make an impact and create something that their fans feel valuable enough to spend money on and support them, rather than just take money from artists who want to pay for a couple of beats and then take off on them. So I want to kind of change the perspective of online producing and how we treat artists in general.
All right, that's what's up, man. It's IamBrandonKyle.com, right?
Yeah.
That's correct. And ScottVerityBeats.com, correct?
Yep.
All right. And I already followed your SoundCloud. What else am I missing? What other social media you got?
Just to wrap it up, man, freaking, like I said, we each got our own movement going on. If you got, like, if you guys approach any of us, add us on social media, you know, subscribe to the mailing list, do whatever you guys can. We're sitting here, and we're giving it our all, you know. Every single day, we're taking massive action, like I said, to help influence the culture and influence the people around us. I know me personally, like I said, my purpose in life is to awaken people to find out what their purpose is. And a lot of people get their passion and their purpose in life confused. Me personally, I do believe that your passion is what you're passionate about, but your purpose is the reason why you're here. Like, for example, like, if I'm here to awaken people to find out what their purpose is, but I'm passionate about music, I'm passionate about vlogs and what I do, then I'm going to use these as vehicles to awaken people. Now, this ties back into where I see myself 5 years from now. This is why I say I don't try to think too far to the future, because the vehicle can always change. But I know my purpose in life, and I'm always going to follow and go straight forward into my purpose, you know. So you guys keep coming
like
out here, man,
yeah,
loving your guys' self, you know. Yeah, like, yeah, that's all I want to do is just awaken people to find out what their purpose is and live their truth. Because the more people that do that, you're going to naturally see the world change into a better place, man.
Spoken like a true blogger.
Thank you.
I just followed you on Facebook and your Twitter, so we got that going on. So we're about to wrap up our interview. We want to say thank you for calling in and spending some time with us. And we're definitely going to put on our blog all your information so we get your name out, just like you're trying to do for other people. And we appreciate you guys calling in, and we'll keep in touch, man.
Hey, we appreciate the time.
For real. Like, we really appreciate the opportunity. Anything you guys need from us, we're just one inbox away. We're here to help. Like I said, it's a team of connections. If one of us don't know it, we got a team of people who want to know it. So anything you guys need, just hit us up, man.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate it. We'll keep in touch, bro. We'll keep in touch. Don't worry about it.
You guys have a blessed night, okay?
All right, y'all too.
All right, good night.
All right, peace. Love, ScoutVerityBeast.com.
Later, fellas.
Peace.
Once again, that was Worldwide Connections, our exclusive interview for the evening. Cool dudes. What do you think? What do you think, Sub?
Yeah, man. Just that's why I had him calling for the interview. You know, there's they had a movement, and I saw the movement that they were pursuing, and
I would say
it was a good forum for it. You know,
Brandon is definitely a blogger. I'm reading his words as he says them.
Yeah. It's good. You gotta check his stuff out.
Yeah, good perspective, man. Thank you for the callers for holding on, and you know, let's get right back into it. Who we got on the line?
Well, before that, we got a track from DJ MMA.
Oh, my bad.
No, that's all good. He called in last one.
We ain't playing no games. Clap, round of applause. More champagne, another round of alcohol. For the boss, for the man in charge. My DJ, get him out the seat, get him off the wall. Clap, clap, round of applause. More champagne, another round of alcohol. For the boss, for the man in charge. My DJ, get him out the seat, get him off the wall. I made him look, you know I gotta make him gas. Running up a check, but I only carry cash. I make it rain in the club, I'm about to make it splash. Hoes drain me out, they want me to blow a bag. You see the chain from Philly bands, you know I love the flash. Diamonds dancing every time you see me bust my dad. She wanna ride, soon as she see the black jack. Uber everywhere, shorty think I drive a cab. Cause niggas say they ride foreign, could you believe it? But they ain't driving Lamborghinis, they be driving Prius. I do my numbers, stacking paper up to the ceiling. I'm the winning ticket trying to make these mega millions. Get all emotional, homie, go and fuck your feelings. Saying how you feel, but your body language different. I make them look, pop out fast like Louisiana. Recipe for making chicken, word to Colonel Sanders. I'm trying to fuck in the club with your favorite dancer. I'm trying to fuck for free, yes, she said, boy, where your man is? Dirty dancing with Dirty Diana, catch me on camera. I am mature, not an immature, this dirty whore. Getting money, getting tampered like a baby getting paper, light and rate for the bucks, getting money out in Tampa. So play it straight before I line you, brush you with the Mac in your face like the eyeliner. Made him look. You see what they talking about? You saying more with your eyes than with your mouth. Seeing is believing, don't trust everything you hear. You better trust your eyes rather than trust your ears. We made him look. You see what they talking about? You saying more with your eyes than with your mouth. Seeing is believing, don't trust everything you hear.
Explosive, my movements on the block is slow. Uber or DV, I'ma get that old. Like what I tell the ladies, I watching me closely. Pardon, I smoke trees. Run from commitment like cold feet. Even at slow speeds, hard to follow. You know I'm coming like tomorrow. Peep my skin, you know I can't swim. Steady drowning in my sorrows. Drowning in the fact they got us by the neck. Willis has got them, patronizing red dotting for your respect. Hanging by these trees, these money trees that we breathe. And down to the fucking feet, IMG that you best believe, IMG that you best believe,
We made a look. You see what they talking about? You saying more with your eyes than with your mouth. Seeing is believing, don't trust everything you hear. You better trust your eyes rather than trust your ears. We made a look. You see what they talking about? You saying more with your eyes than with your mouth. Seeing is believing, don't trust everything you hear. You better trust your eyes rather than trust your ears.
Yo, that track is fire.
That's some dope production. Who was that?
Yeah.
DJ MMA?
DJ MMA, man. He called in last show.
Yeah, that's what's up. I actually had an opportunity to talk to him before. Yeah, it's nerd shit, though. You know, like, what's the best NPC out there? That was a dope track. So check him out, DJ MMA. But yeah, we got a bunch of callers to get to, so let's get to it. Also, yeah. We're going to try to keep the call short so we get as many people as we can before 11 o'clock. All right, let's go.
All right, I got 803-426. You are live.
Hey, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's good? This is Omar Don, man, calling from Atlanta, GA, man. What's good? Kidding the CEO, Mac Drama Records, Mafia Gang Nation.
What, yeah, what up, man? What? Yo, what up, though?
What's happening with you? That's right. Y'all know who it is, man. The Black John Lennon, man. Southern Outlaw, Mr. Fucking Incredible on the line, man.
Mr. Incredible. Right. We need your social media so we can promote you, man. What you got, man?
All day. I'm the manager of hip hop artist Serious Penny, as well as the A&R for, of course, Mac Drama Records, Mafia Gang Nation. You can go to Facebook.com, Serious Penny with two E's. Twitter.com, Serious Penny with two E's. Instagram, DogWorldENT.23. And you can find him, man. We burn the trail up right now.
That's what's up, man. You guys performing this shit out there too, or what?
Yeah, we just came back from, we just got back from Florida. That's where myself and Serious Penny is from. So we had a hot show down in Florida. We're just blazing the trail, looking for more shows as we speak. So all you booking agents out there who want some work, we have a whole team, we have a whole family that's trying to eat out here. You know, the whole Mac Drama Records, Mafia Gang Nation, whether it's 1017 Mafia Gang, you know, the whole family trying to eat.
Yeah.
So all you booking agents that's looking for some work, let's get it in.
Well, that work. Now listen, we got other callers and stuff that called in, but we want you to send us an email of your information so we can put it on our blog at the end of the show. Email us at theofficialdcys@gmail.com. All right.
All day.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Call in next week too, baby. Wednesday, 10 to 11.
For sure. Squad up. Y'all be easy.
All right, you too.
What?
All right,
man.
Go ahead.
I got 757-236. You are live.
Yeah, from LeVar from Baltimore.
I'm sorry. Who's calling from Baltimore?
LeVar from Baltimore.
Ah, LeVar, what's good, man? What makes you want to call in tonight, man?
I want to promote some events that's coming up this week and next week.
What do you got going on?
I got a fashion show October 1st. Sponsored by Royal Crush Entertainment. Also got Vado in Connecticut. Sponsored by Quincy Howard. Killer B Squad in Connecticut. We still have spots available on August the 26th in Connecticut. And we also in Baltimore planning one for Benny Siegel October the 26th. Anybody interested, hit my phone 757-236-1346.
What are you playing for Beanie?
Opening up Beanie Siegel in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, for sure. That's what's up, man. How long you been doing your thing, LeVar?
It'll be 2 years in September 17th.
So it sounds like you're making moves, man. How's it feel?
It's good.
Well, what's so if you're networking and shit, what's like what are some of the things you gotta tell somebody if somebody else wants to do what you're doing? Well, what's some advice for them?
You gotta stay with it. I mean, sometimes it's gonna be a bad show, sometimes it'll be a good show. You gotta network with people and believe in yourself.
All right, man. What's the next step for you, LeVar? Where do you see yourself?
I see myself where I'm at right now. I mean, I'm a caterer, so I see myself probably building a different team around me so I can sit back and do my catering. That's where I see myself at.
All right, man. Well, listen, we have plenty of calls that we want to get to, but make sure you send your information to the official DCYS at Gmail so we can put it on our blog and shout you out some more, man. All right?
All right. All right, appreciate it.
All right, bro. You be good.
How do you do, thanks.
Okay, I have 917-981. You are live.
It was good, man. DCYS is Sleepy Holloway.
Sleepy Holloway, man. What's good with you, man?
Chilling, B, trying to get some sleep. I happened to go on my Facebook Messenger, saw your text. I'm like, let me call in and start playing it. And it's funny, it's Wednesday at that, so I'm like, let me call in and see what's good.
Yeah, so what's going on, man? What's on your mind, bro?
Basically, I have a single called Steph Curry is out right now. I'm on that. It's on iTunes, Spotify, all the basically digital distribution networks that's out there through City Baby. And basically, I'm trying to network and see what's going on with y'all.
All right. That's what's up, man. How long you been doing your thing, Sleepy Holloway?
A long time. I ain't going to hold you. I'm like 15. I took it serious like the past 2 years. I'm 31 now, so...
Yeah.
A lot of producers, a lot of artists. I've been doing this for a little while though. Like.
Where you call from, Sleepy?
I'm from the Bronx, born and raised.
Oh, okay.
It's right. The mega of hip hop.
Yeah, that's what they say, man. We're definitely gonna check out your single. You said it's called Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. It's hashtag Steph Curry's on iTunes, Spotify, Google, Tidal, everything.
And that's what's up. Do you have any social media yourself so people can follow you or whatever?
I have a SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, all social media, Sleepy Holloway, Sleepy Space Hollow, AY. All
right, man. We're definitely going to check you out. And do us a favor, send all your media, social media to us at the official DCYS.com, at gmail.com, just so we could put it on our blog later tonight, man. All right?
Copy. Thank you for love. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Thank you for calling in.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Okay,
all right, Mr. Black.
315-360. You are live.
What's good, caller? What happened? Somebody butt dial and shit? Got the butt dial?
All right, I got 313-736.
Yo, what up? It's Cash Out Chris.
Cash Out Chris, what's good, man?
Yo, man. It's Rondo X9. I got my boy X9 Rondo on the line with me. What's the deal with y'all?
Yo, what up, man? Cash Out, you called out before, right? You sound familiar.
I call every time the show on, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. I knew that shit sounded familiar. What's going on with you guys tonight, man?
Nothing. Just working with my boy X9. We trying to put something together. We working on this new mixtape, I believe, Life on Record. We putting something together. It should be out around.
We still working right now.
You don't know when that shit's gonna be done, man. You know how it is. Even when it's done, it ain't done, you know?
But the date I put on it, it should be around, like, next month, in the middle of the next month.
Oh, that's what's up. You guys produce for yourselves and you, like, mix it or what? Or what's going on?
We got, like other people do it. Like, cause I'm just an artist.
Right.
Yeah, so. I'm trying to find other producers and stuff. Like, I'll be looking around. I'm trying to find new beats, because... I just seen some cold beats I need to work on. I need to get some new ones. I'm trying to find some, trying to mix it up a little bit.
Well, listen, if you email us at the official Gmail, the official DCYS at gmail.com, I'll send you some shit. Let me know what you think.
Okay. Y'all can look me up on Twitter.
All right.
My Twitter page, Rondo_X9. Instagram. No, my Twitter is Rondo_X9 altogether, and my Instagram is Rondo_X9.
You can check me out on Instagram. I just made it not too long ago, but it's popping. You can check me out on potential_become_fame. And on Facebook, you can check me out as Christian Winning, Snapchat, Cash Out Chris _6. You know what I'm saying? And y'all go check out.
Y'all can look me up on YouTube too. 40 Boy Rondo. That's what my name when I first started. Like, cause I've been rapping for just a little minute. But my new name, I'm about to come out with some new shit. This is the new me, a 2017. Sam dropping hard shit. Rondo_X9. But now on.
That's what's up, man. Hey, what am I looking at right here? Cash Out Chris. Is this a video you just put up?
Right now I got my producer right now. He mixing it up for me. He editing it for me. But you come back and I got a video with X9, Cash Out Chris the Thought featuring him. You can go check that out too.
I got a new video. It's called 40 Boy Rondo Fraud. It's a new video. Y'all can look me up on YouTube.
We're definitely gonna check that shit out, man. Once again, I definitely want you guys to send me all your information, the official DCYS at gmail.com so we can repost all this shit and get you guys more exposure. All right.
Shout out to my
big bro, man. Black Tear, man.
Black Tear doing his thing.
Yeah, always. He on his ground, man. I respect Big Homie for that, man.
All right, man. Well, listen, we're about running out of time. We appreciate you guys calling in. Cash Out Chris and Rondo, and like I said, shoot us that email so we get your shit on the blog, all right?
All right.
Yep. Much love, Detroit.
All right, you guys be good.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so one side note, I fucked up, and when Mikey J can't call in. And I just goes to show you, you guys are calling in, and we try to look you up, and I fucked up because I should have known Mikey J when he was on the line. So that's my bad. I'm gonna holler at him and apologize because that, we appreciate all our callers, man. You guys all matter, whether you're from Baltimore, Texas, or wherever. We're just trying to connect everybody. Shout out to Worldwide Connection for calling in. Check them out. And of course Spazzo, him and his track, that was some fire shit. And DJ MMA, DJ MMA has some fire stuff out there. Once again, this is the DCYS show, hosted by Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
All right, a little late on that. I'm Blackout Radio. Shout out Mr. Black Tear for letting us go over our time and not saying shit about it. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.